Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 19th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Vav. Continuing to talk about the danger of eating food where there's a possibility that a snake has injected its venom into it. Nikure Te'enim, figs that have been poked at, V'anovim, or grapes that have been pecked at, V'kishoin, or gourds, V'hadluin, or pumpkins, V'havatichim, or melons, V'hamalafafenes, or cucumbers. In all of these where you can see that they've been poked at. Afiluhim kikar, even if they're so big as a kikar. Kikar is 60 mana. The fruits are, some say, means that there's so many fruits. Maybe if a tree had a lot of fruits, and each one of them are nikorim. Others say maybe that each fruit might be so big. Echad gadol v'echad katan, whether the fruit that's been pecked at is big, and whether it's been and it's been poked at or pecked at one side, or whether the fruit is small. Echad tolosh v'echad mechuber, whether it's been detached from the ground or whether it's still growing. Kol sheyesh bo laicha, as long as there is some moisture in that fruit, also, the whole fruit is forbidden, because we are worried that perhaps a nochosh, maybe a snake, has poked at it, because the snake, that any the venom that may have been injected in it can mix with the fruit from one end to the other, and it could go right through it and pose a threat to anybody who eats that fruit. Unashuchas anochosh, and any animal that's been bitten by a snake, a kosher animal, let's say, has been bitten by a snake, even though the animal might be perfectly healthy and not so, and not a trefa, it's not suffering any disease or anything, asura is forbidden to be eaten. Mipnei sakonas nefoshes, because of a threat of danger to the human beings who may eat it, even though the animal's not a trefa. But it could be that, again, that the venom has penetrated through the body of the animal. One who eats from its meat is kept, could possibly endanger his life if there is venom in that animal. The expression that we've had in this Mishnah, filuhem kikar, even if they are kikar, is rather difficult, especially if we say, no matter how big it is, because the very next words in the Mishnah are echad gadol ve'echad katan. The Rambam in his Pirusha Mishnais writes, it means that they are gedolos kishir kikar echad, that they're so big as the shear of one kikar. Kikar is a large weight. It's about, as we said, 60 mana. Some people are goyrus in the Mishnah kishir, not kikar echad, but kishir kar echad, as a kar, which means as big as one cushion or one quilt. Others have the girsa kikad, even if it's as big as a pitcher. And this would follow what we find in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about an esrog, even if an esrog was the size of a kezayis and it becomes as big as a kad. Kad means a pitcher. And so it could be that there are a number of different explanations as to what this actually means, this word kikikar, or how what the girsa is. The Bartanura explains that what the meaning of the Mishnah is, no matter how big they are, and even if it's only been pecked at one side, one shouldn't think, oh, the snake has only gone one side, I can eat from the other side. But you can't do that. Others question this pirush of the Bartanura because the Mishnah itself does add the words echad gadol v'echad katan, which means it already says, it talks about the size being no different to the Isser. Mishnah Zayin. Hamashmeres shel yayin, if you have a filter of wine. So there's a filter, and it's filtering the wine through, it's a strainer. And the wine is going right through it and the filtering out all the sediments. Even though that cloth or that filter is covering the keli where the wine is being filtered into it. Asura mishum giloy. Nevertheless, the wine in the cup, in the container underneath that cover, underneath that screen, is also for drinking because of the danger of if it was left like that overnight, if it was left like that for some time. And as we said before, enough time for a snake to enter and put its venom in it and return, because we are worried that maybe the snake drank from the sediments that are in the, or from the wine that are in the strainer, and put its venom, and the venom could go right through the holes of the strainer or the cloth into the keli. Rabbi Nechemiah Matir, Rabbi Nechemiah says no. He says you're allowed to drink the wine in the keli. In his opinion, the wine, the poison or the venom, any venom that would be well, that might be there would not go through the strainer into the keli. The halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemiah. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, that we have to be strict and be concerned with the fact that it's possible that the venom did go through. And therefore, the wine, even underneath the wine, is forbidden for drinking.